It is a very warm welcome back to Jody Chetty, who is marketing and communications guru, aren't you?
I like that. Let's just keep that.
You should add that to your title.
I should put it on the end of my signature.
Guru.
Well, so. At work, it's the unicorn. So, I mean.
All right. Now, we're going to talk about Heritage Day and how there's a connection with Simbiti. But my very two special guests, along with you, are two people that, and I didn't even know this when I got the brief, we're two people that go back 33 years together, don't we? Craig, Teresa, hello.
How's it going?
Are you good?
Good. Perfect.
It's great to see you, it really is. It was quite a shock when I saw your names because, you know, there's not many Craig and Teresas, really, in the world. So, welcome to you.
Thanks, Dave.
And you were the very first people, am I right, to buy at Simbiti?
Well, not to buy, but to live.
To live there.
Yeah, yeah.
And how many years ago was that?
21.
21 years. Mm-hmm. Blimey. You haven't changed. What are you taking? I'd like some, please. You're looking great.
We live in paradise.
Ah, well, there you go. She's good, hey?
She's good.
She's good.
I've prepped her well.
Do you pay her for this?
No, absolutely
okay.
not.
All right.
It's just organic.
Maybe you should. Okay, so Jody, the heritage of Simbiti, right? Talk to us.
What is it?
How good is Simbiti these days? I mean, it's like, it's one of the most beautiful places on the planet.
And
people know of it overseas as well.
Absolutely. Listen, I think I'm wholly biased and I'm allowed to be, but the advert that we just listened to bears testament that we are officially the best estate on the North Coast for 3 years in a row. And
wow.
That's public opinion. I think the magic of Simbiti and the heritage of Simbiti is her people. It's the community. And this is why we have people like Craig and Teresa who've lived there for 21 years and would never dream of living anywhere else because the heritage is in the fabric of who Simbiti is. It's the community. It's our people.
You've just locked the gates so they can't get out.
We don't have to. Ask anyone if they really want to leave.
All right. So, Teresa, Craig, you've lived in Simbiti for quite some time, 21 years, right? Tell us how you first came to call the estate home. You know, this is our house. This is our home.
Well, Dave, to start off with, we didn't know anything about Bellito or Simbiti. And as you know, we all lived in Westville.
You were Westville people.
We
I mean, 1990,
Westville.
I moved in there.
We lived there our whole lives.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I used to drive to gym every morning, drop the kids at school, go to the Westville Health and Racket, and Darren Scott was on the East Coast. Every morning he said, and I've bought land in the best kept secret on the North Coast.
Wow.
And every morning I used to listen, and he never told us where the land was and what it was.
That's Darren.
Anyway, eventually I found out, and I said to Craig, come, let's go out there and have a look. And yeah, we just took a leap of faith.
You just fell in love, obviously.
Yeah. Well, right. It just looked amazing.
Because you're moving away from something like me, you know, I would find it really, really difficult to move from Westfield at my stage of life. Mm-hmm. So well done to both of you. What were your first impressions when you moved in? What stood out more or less, more than anything else back then?
Just the space and the beauty of the whole estate, the indigenous.
Security.
Which is a big thing, isn't it, hey?
Yeah.
More and more gated estates popping up left, right, and center.
Yeah. And then as life went on, as the days moved on and the buildings, more people moved in, we all just became like a big, happy family. We, honestly, back in the day, not now, it's got big. But we kind of knew everyone.
I don't know whether that's a good or a bad thing, in all honesty. But anyway, over the years, you must have seen the estate grow and change. I mean, it's huge now. What are some of the biggest differences between then, the start, and now? Okay, what would you reckon?
The new sports complex, which is paddle, tennis courts, squash courts, international bowling green.
And
a lap pool, yeah, which is unbelievable. And we got that 18-hole executive golf course. It was only a 9-hole golf course, which opened when you first moved in. I've just joined the golf club now as well, so I'm enjoying my golf with a handicap.
Well, Craig, you don't get to kick anybody in golf. Come on, man. No. We both used to play ball. But anyway, okay. Now, family memories. You must have a few. A celebration, milestone, or even a small everyday moment that feels special about Simbiti and you living there. Teresa.
I had my 50th there in one of the community centres. That's another great thing, Dave. We've got how many,
five.
Jody? Five community centres.
Wow.
Which we just can all use,
yeah.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
And I had my 50th birthday there with all the kids and friends. We had Casey's 21st there in one of the little clubhouses. Yeah, it's just been amazing.
Is there a medical centre there, if needs be? If you need
not
medical
yet, but Simbiti is located within close that. Proximity. Yes. Airports, medical centre, schools, okay. We're just minutes away.
Maybe something you're looking at.
Maybe.
In the future. When you think about your kids, children, and you've actually got grandchildren now as well. I said to Danny, if you ever have children, he must never call me granddad. It's Dave. Do you know what I mean?
We know
right.
that.
We're not granddads, Craig.
No.
We're just not. But anyway, how when you think about your children, though, what do you hope they carry forward from your time at Simbiti? Because I know your daughter is coming back from the UK to live there.
They will only live in Simbiti. So when we moved there, Casey was just finishing school. He was in grade
12.
Grade
12 and...
No, Standard 9, whatever that is.
Grade 11.
Grade 11.
I haven't got a clue.
Yeah, we've got to call it Standard 9. Kyle had finished school already. Now, she's been living in the UK for the last 18 years, and they're coming back next
to Simbiti.
Month. To Simbiti. She said, Mom, I will only live in Simbiti. And Joss came back last year, and he absolutely loves Simbiti. I mean, that was like...
He was over for 10 years, and only came back... He wants to live in Simbiti.
So the whole family are going to be there, which is great.
Well, that's his home. Joss's home. It's his old hunting ground. He's fished in every dam. He's ridden his bike all over the estate. He's climbed all the trees. He's lived there. Yeah.
Hopefully not fallen off any. But we go back so far that, I mean, you know, we're talking about the birth of our children, aren't we?
We are.
Almost.
We
I think.
Do.
Well, no, we
yeah,
are.
Yeah, there were four.
Yeah.
Four.
Scary, hey? But everybody's fitting well, which is fantastic. And Simbiti sounds absolutely wonderful. I've done a couple of gigs there before, so maybe I should come and have another look. Eh? Mm. All right, we're going to take a bit of music, and then we're going to come back to you, Jody, and we're going to wrap things up and have another chat, okay? Beautiful grandpa to keep me company, eh? Grazie, grazie. Okay, so, Jody, I think let's just wrap things up, if we may. How does it feel for you to have residents who've lived on the estate for more than 21 years? I mean, like, it makes Simbiti a shining star, doesn't it, really?
It does. And I think, once again, it speaks to the ethos of who we are, and it speaks to our vision is to guarantee the sustainability of Simbiti Ecostate. Where better to start than with the people who live there? For Craig and Teresa to still be able to run and walk 21 years later, and if you watch them on their estate, they have to do this with their hands up all the time because every second car is waving at them. And so, I mean, I pass them every now and then. I think it's really special, and it shows that we're doing a good job. If there's someone who doesn't want to live anywhere else 21 years later, even through all the changes and evolving, then we're doing a good job.
In 4 years' time, by the way, you both get a Simbiti watch. All right, you know, 25 years.
We'll give you the key to Simbiti. Isn't that a thing?
All right, so when you hear residents share these kind of stories, what does it say about Simbiti's identity as a complete community, Jody?
I think it says that despite the fact that she will change and she will grow and there will be competitors and there will be other people who will come and try and replicate what she does, I think that it says that there's something that she has. There's something that's magical. That's just her and only her that the people who live there understand and grasp and crave and will tell anyone who listen about.
Okay. Is there, I don't know this, so I'm asking, is there a shop within the complex, you know, where you can get groceries and stuff? Or is
not,
that, again, is that something maybe
not groceries,
about?
But we've got a lovely pizzeria.
Oh, okay, nice
inside
restaurant.
The estate. So we've got the pizzeria, Heron Pizzeria at our community centre, and there's Fig Tree Restaurant. So, listen, if you want to eat, you are spoiled for choice.
Okay, how's the food, guys? Is it decent?
Amazing.
Outstanding.
These two are great, aren't they?
No, I will vouch for that as well. The food is amazing.
I think you should waiver their levies.
For all the people we bought in, Dave, I'd be a rich person if I got a bit of commission.
They should be on commission. Oh, blimey. All right, so finally, Therese, it's great having you, and Craig as well. You look amazing, and it's so good to see you again. If you had to describe, both of you, Simbiti, I'm going to come to you as well, in just a few words, Craig, you first, what would it be?
I think home, passionate about it. Can be in the bush in the middle of Velita and not see a house. It's incredible.
Okay, that's more than a few words, but we'll let him off. Okay, Teresa?
We're living in paradise. We live our best lives in paradise.
You could use that as like a payoff line.
I could. Use it as a slogan.
Absolutely. We're living in paradise. All right, and finally from you, Jody.
One word, and it's always the same word, magic.
Yeah.
Magic. Yeah. It's just pure magic.
Well done to you, hey, for keeping Simbiti, you know,
to our entire team. We've got an exceptional team that keeps the wheels turning.
Fantastic. Great talking to you guys. Okay.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks,
happy,
Dave.
Happy
so
Heritage
to see
Day.
You again.
It is you too as well. Okay. Maybe we should do some wines very, very soon.
100%.
Sounds good to me.
100%.